make sure that your Tuesday, we're going to get your brain feed on. We're going to make sure that you go, ooh, that was interesting. Because it's time to chat to Bruce Donnell. He is from Very Interesting Magazine. How are you doing, Bruce?
Good, thanks, and you, Benji. Nice to chat to you again.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. By the way, if you want to ask Bruce any questions, because he's like super smart, you can SMS us on 34519, WhatsApp us 0618951019, or tweet us at Chai FM, or email us on air at chaifm.com, and we'll be happy to take any questions. Even if Bruce can't quite fish it out of his head immediately, maybe next week he can...
We can look it up, yeah.
We can look it up. So, Bruce... what is going on from Very Interesting magazine in terms of our bodies and aging?
Well, I mean, it's this interesting thing where we're not what we all. We always say we're not what we used to be. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the way that your body ages, we age at different rates. So a lot of what's in our bodies kind of it breaks down. The cells regrow. And the only thing that kind of will stick around for good is the calcium in your teeth, which is why they use that for aging and all those forensic programs and so on. But your heart muscles, your heart cells, that is, that replace each other about 1% a year, up until about age 25, and then slightly less as you age. And the water in your body, you have about 40 liters in your body, and that turns over at about 3 liters of water per day. So the point being is you know, in about 50 years, you won't really be what you were. It'll all be different material other than your teeth, and you can justifiably claim to be an all new you.
And in some cases, an all new and all bigger me.
Look from bigger 5 years better, ago, we like to say.
Yes, indeed. Okay, very interesting. That's good to know that. In the new year coming up, that you can literally be the new you by next year. So it's good to know. Now, we have here in the African continent, just going all the way from the top end of Mozambique all the way to Syria, the Great Syrian Rift Valley, which is caused by the continental drift things pulling apart underneath the sea and the earth, causing earthquakes, volcanoes, all sorts of stuff. So how is continental drift going to be affecting the Earth's future?
It's going to go back. This is one of those interesting questions like climate change, like all of these things, where we're getting all kind of panicky about a lot of stuff now. But we're part of cycles that take, in this case, a quarter of a billion years, that kind of thing anyway. And these things have happened a lot of times before. If you want to go to Mexico, is the short answer here, hang around 250 million years, because our part of Africa will kind of swing across there is the thinking. And we'll form another one of those super continents, like we used to have Pangaea. Maybe you should start a competition for naming the new one, you know, who's going to be around, who's going to audit that. Yeah. But you know, we'll be sort of squashed between North America, a little bit of South America, and what's now the Mediterranean. So if you can sort of picture that kind of swinging across what's now the Atlantic. So it's incredibly slow. America and Europe are moving apart at around 30 millimeters a year. The Pacific Rim, you mentioned the volcanoes and all of that, that's a bit faster. That's kind of a little bit sped up, geographically speaking. But yes, in about a quarter of a billion years, so no rush, we're probably going to all be back in one of those giant supercontinents with an enormous amount of ocean surrounding us and a fairly big chunk in the middle as well of ocean.
Yeah, I want to see Trump build a wall around that. Should be super interesting. Now, you know, I download data quite often. You know, I have to watch videos and listen to podcasts and, of course, listen to Chai FM on the internet and all these sorts of things. So I'm contributing to more data on the internet. But exactly how much is out there?
It's kind of – obviously it's a bit of a cheat answer, because it's one of those how long is a piece of string kind of things, because we're always, you know, adding more space, more servers, that kind of thing. But if we look at if we want to sort of extrapolate, we can look at big online storage service companies, things like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook even. And the thinking there is the estimate between those four alone – there's about 1,200 petabytes. So that's about 1.2 million terabytes, which is obviously a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes. So we start getting an idea of it in terms of, you know, what you would be using in your month or whatever, with your broadband and so on, you can understand that's quite a lot of data out there. That's just with those four companies. So 1,200 petabytes, which is 1.2 million terabytes between them, and obviously as we scale down from there, it'll get less per company per user. But we probably somewhere in the region of, I suppose, 2 million terabytes or so.
I've definitely got a dodgy neighbor on my street who uses about a quarter of that every night on, I don't know what movies they're downloading, but there's a lot of data going through that particular one.
We'll factor him into the updated answer.
Yeah, thank you. Please do. And then go tell him to stop because he keeps shaping all my internet. Now, there's always a debate on how often you should bath. I know lots of people get very excited about this.
That shouldn't be a debate.
Well, no, because they want to do it once or three times a day or, you know, all these sorts of things. But apparently there's now a question about how often you should wash your bath towels.
Yeah. Look, I mean, on a personal note, if I go to a hotel, the thing where they say, please dump it in the bath if you want it washed every night and whatever. And then wherever you put it, they wash it every night anyway. That gets up my nose. But, you know, the thing to keep in mind is that damp towels – And damp towels, that is. So again, it's a factor of that. We're lucky to have a lot of sunshine. We can factor that in. But damp towels do breed bacteria. They're breeding ground for bacteria. But in the case of a bath towel, something like that, hopefully you're not sharing it. It's you using it. So whatever the bacteria on it is stuff that originally came off your skin. So unless you're sick at the time or you've got kind of a cut or something on your skin, you know, transferring the same bacteria back and forth is not actually going to make you any sicker or you know, it's not going to make you ill if you weren't ill because it was already there and your body's used to it. And it's natural kind of stuff. So the thinking with that is probably, you know, I think it's the American Cleaning Institute. There is such a thing, which is very exciting. They recommend washing towels sort of after three or four uses, but that's probably a bit water heavy for, a drought stricken country. So probably, you know, use it for five or six times, maybe once a week.
In any case, thank you, Bruce. If you can still hear us, he's from Very Interesting Magazine, telling us the most key things from the American, Cleaning Institute. I'd love to know what he has to say, what they have to say on some other issues regarding all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, keep listening next week. We're going to be chatting to Bruce Donnell again from Very Interesting Magazine.